KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
55 degrees in Atlantic at 9 o'clock. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is asking more adults to be vaccinated against pertussis. And through the GIFT, or Give Immunity Fight Transmission Program, officials of the Shelby County Public Health Service say they can immunize more families by receiving the Adacel vaccine at no charge. New mothers, fathers, grandparents, and daycare providers are urged to get vaccinated against pertussis to decrease the spread of this highly contagious disease to infants and others. Recipients of the free Adacel vaccine must have Medicaid, Medicare, or no insurance and have an income level at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, which is $1,985 per month for a family of two. Interested persons can contact the Shelby County Public Health Office at 712-755-4422 to make an appointment to receive the Adacel vaccine against pertussis, or you can register online at www.shelbycountyclinics.com. News time is 9:01.
It happens. That terrifying sound as a siren goes off in the night, and you wonder, is this just another warning, or is it real? Do you grab your family and head for the basement, or simply turn on the radio to get more information? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. You know, it happens, but thankfully, so far it hasn't happened to you. Maybe you've helped others clean up the mess left by tornadoes, damaging lightning, or 70-mile-an-hour straight winds. But, knock on wood, it hasn't affected you yet. Have you thought about where you'd go if suddenly you had a tree in your corner bedroom, or if your home had no roof at all? Have you considered where you'd stay if there was nothing left? These are things I've helped people consider for years when they've allowed me to help them do more than knock on wood with the homeowner's policy from Allied Insurance. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
The Sioux City Human Rights Commission has upheld a $10,000 fine against a landlord accused of sexually harassing a tenant. The commission voted Thursday to uphold a judge's decision to punish Pavel Benedict. Benedict's attorney, Christopher Bardineau, said the allegation by Bridget McClure was meritless. McClure's complaint said Benedict had sexually harassed her and evicted her when she didn't respond positively to his advances. The commission fined Benedict $10,000 for violating Iowa's Civil Rights Act. He appealed to a state administrative law judge who rejected the appeal and ordered Benedict to pay $10,000 more to McClure for emotional distress. The judge sent his decision back to the commission, which upheld the original fine, but asked the judge to reconsider the fine for emotional distress. A volunteer firefighter in central Iowa faces up to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced next month for arson. A court filing on Thursday said Brett Graham of Kelly was convicted of second-degree arson in Boone County. Authorities say Graham admitted starting four fires in Story and Boone counties over several months. A dozen horses died in one of the Boone County fires. The 19-year-old was a volunteer firefighter for the Kelly Fire Department. Graham is scheduled to be sentenced July 19th in Boone County District Court. His Story County trial is scheduled to begin 4 days later. The Iowa Supreme Court is throwing out a lawsuit filed by environmentalists seeking to block construction of a major Cedar Rapids highway through two nature preserves. The court ruled this morning that the Sierra Club's lawsuit must be dismissed because the group didn't exhaust its administrative remedies. Justice David Wiggins said the group should have asked the Iowa Department of Transportation to reverse its decision before filing the lawsuit. The proposed extension of Highway 100 run through the Rock Island County Preserve and adjacent to the Rock Island State Preserve, which environmentalists argue would threaten butterflies, turtles, and other rare and endangered plants and wildlife. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit say the highway would diminish their ability to hike and take photos there. A similar federal lawsuit remains pending. A Des Moines car dealer has been sued over money paid for distribution rights to electric vehicles that never turned up. Gene Gabus is accused in court papers of fraudulent misrepresentations. Court documents say Don Kinn Motors and O'Rourke Motors paid Gabus for distribution rights to electric motor cars. The cars were to be assembled at a plant in Webster City by putting U.S.-made electrical parts into chassis assembled in Romania. But when the finished cars were never delivered, and the two dealers say that Gabus hasn't returned their money. Gabus has declined to comment. Agriculture officials have revoked the permit of a dairy plant in northern Iowa because of food safety concerns. An administrative law judge ruled this week in favor of the State Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, which revoked the dairy plant permit for Minder's Farm Fresh Dairy in Buffalo Center. The company must cease all operations and sales. The department said Minder's Dairy violated state law requirements over how to store its milk products. They say inspections of the plant in 2012 turned up bacteria and coliform counts that exceeded acceptable standards for pasteurized milk products. The department said Minder's Dairy failed to perform specific follow-up tests in an effort to determine the company's progress. As the floodwaters start to recede in eastern Iowa, officials say they're nervously monitoring heavy rains that are forecast for this weekend. Johnson County officials say they're expecting a widespread rain event to begin Saturday night and produce up to an inch of rain. They say the rain could last until Monday and they could be stronger storms next week. The National Weather Service has warned the system appears to be strengthening. Iowa City is experiencing some flooding of streets, parks, and homes, but has avoided more serious damage because water hasn't topped the spillway at Coralville Lake. The University of Iowa announced Thursday that the Iowa Summer Rep, its long-running theater program, will perform in alternate locations because the theater building has been closed due to potential flooding. The city of Cedar Rapids says its water customers no longer have to flush wisely as floodwaters enter the city from the rising Cedar River. Officials asked residents last week to limit the flushing of their toilets to help reduce stress on its wastewater treatment plant. But with the river having crested and waters receding, Cedar Rapids Utilities Director Steve Hirschner said Thursday that residents can now, quote, return to normal sewer usage. He said customers responded to his call to flush wisely, which helped officials get through the flood without any interruptions in service. The city said the amount of wastewater entering the plant reached 112 million gallons per day as the water rose. That was below the 136 million it can process. Police in central Iowa say they've uncovered a home-growing marijuana operation with 200 plants. Altoona Police Chief Jody Matherly said officers executed a search warrant at a house Wednesday night and found an intricate system for watering, heating, and growing plants. They also found cultivated and packaged marijuana. Police arrested 30-year-old Jacob Willis, who faces charges of possession with the intent to distribute marijuana, manufacturing marijuana, and a tax stamp violation. Matherly said it appeared the entire home was involved in the operation. A 20-year-old Central Iowa man has been given 5 years of probation in connection with a Nebraska drug case. Benjamin Schneider had pleaded no contest in April. Cheyenne County, Nebraska prosecutors dropped their drug charges in return for Schneider's plea. Authorities say Schneider and 30-year-old Jessica Carroll were driving down Interstate 80 on January 8th when a state trooper pulled over their vehicle and later found hashish and more than 3 pounds of pot inside. Carroll also pleaded no contest after making an agreement with prosecutors. Her sentencing is set for August 14th. Court records say that Carroll and Schneider are from Ames. A judge has delayed the trial of a former manager at an Iowa slaughterhouse who's charged with exploiting immigrant workers for profit. U.S. Magistrate John Scholes pushed back the trial date for former agri-processor's poultry production manager, Osam Amara, to August 19th from July the 1st. Amara's attorney said he needs more time to prepare for trial after recently receiving 700,000 documents of discovery. Amara has pleaded not guilty to conspiring to harbor workers who were in the country illegally and conspiring to provide false immigration papers at what was the nation's largest kosher slaughterhouse. He faces 25 counts related to harboring and 2 counts related to document fraud. Amara fled to Israel after the Postville plant was raided in 2008, but he was recently extradited to Iowa. And taking a look at world headlines of this hour, the stocks have opened higher today on Wall Street after the government reported the economy added 175,000 jobs in May. That's a gain that shows employers are still hiring at a steady but modest pace despite government spending cuts and higher taxes. The unemployment rate is up a tenth of a point to 7.6%, but that's because more people began looking for work, which is a healthy sign, they say. The nation's top intelligence official is revealing more details about one of the two secret surveillance programs that have been made public in recent days. James Clapper is defending the programs involving the collection of phone records of millions of Americans and the tracking of U.S. Internet use of foreign nationals. He said they were legal, limited, and necessary to spot terrorist threats. And he's denouncing the leaks that reveal the existence of those programs. Tropical storm Andrea has been speeding through South Carolina, headed toward a midday arrival in North Carolina. The storm has lost some of its strength after making landfall yesterday, and its winds are down to 45 miles per hour. Forecasters have issued flood watches across much of the Carolinas and even some tornado watches. Thousands of power outages have been reported. The troubled San Onofre nuclear power plant in Southern California is closing. Southern Cal Edison announced today that it will retire the Unit Number 2 and Unit Number 3 reactors. The plant between San Diego and L.A. hasn't produced electricity since January of last year, after a small radiation leak led to the discovery of damage to tubing that carries radioactive water. KJAN News Time is 9:10.
What's it going to take for you to switch? A special offer? Truly, there's not much out there that isn't offered by every company. Most of the top companies offer bundling discounts, multi-policy, claim-free discounts, mature driver discounts. So, if you can get the discounts most anywhere, what will it take for you to consider switching your car insurance? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. For most people, the top motivation for switching is price. But I'd like to offer something you won't get if you have your car insured anywhere other than United Group Insurance. That's us. I'm a nice person. Carol's a nice person. We'll smile when you come in, even when you're not. We'll help you sort through all the insurance ease and make sure you understand what you're buying. If price is your main concern, we'll show you comparisons with Allied Insurance that are apples to apples to make sure you are saving money. We like to sleep at night, so we won't make promises we can't keep. And when it happens, we'll be there with the coverage you expect from Allied, your Allied Insurance agents in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements, Ranald Hansen, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Ranald Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Crone, age 86, of Shelby, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Crone will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Dwight Wiley King, age 91, of Hancock, died May the 20th in Denver, Colorado. Graveside services with military rites for Dwight King will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dominic Higgins, age 16, of Yale, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Dominic Higgins will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Panorama High School Auditorium in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Jane Elaine Myers, age 81, of Avoca, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Jane Myers will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Robert Piper, age 82, of Cypress, Texas, and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Robert Piper will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Gene Doran, age 85, of Omaha, died May 31st. Funeral services for Gene Doran will be held Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Congregational United Christian Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Russell Frank, age 77, of Manning, died today at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Russell Frank are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Lorraine Homan, age 90, of Fontenelle, died this morning at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Lorraine Homan are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And June Schmidt, age 85, of Greenfield, died Thursday at her assisted living home in Greenfield. Services for June Schmidt are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.